Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting third. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. May reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Adair moves to third. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ajka drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Adair. The throw to Tiant covering the plate. The slide. Adair is out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuller strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Hinton throws the ball into Fuller, who relays the ball to Salmon, who tags Ryan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smith goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-1. Red Sox. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuller is hit by the pitch. May moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Ryan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for George Culver. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.